Welcome to another edition of Brews and Crews. I am your host, Chris Jacobson, and I am here once again with my very first guest, my wife, Stephanie. Welcome back.
Thanks.
You're welcome. Now, we have something that's happening today, because this is coming out on Monday, and it's our one-year anniversary of being married. What better way to celebrate than having you back on, because you have the third highest listened to podcast with me.
That's wonderful.
I know. And we didn't even know what the hell we were doing the first time.
Yeah.
We were just winging it. We wang it, all right. You last time you had a blanket on.
It was freezing in here last time I was here.
Actually, last time you were here when we recorded that, we did not have the second furnace, so it was a little colder in here. And now we got the furnace and the AC, so it's kind of cooling down here. But now it's mid or it's end December, almost fall, and it's our anniversary coming up. So I thought we would celebrate that by having a podcast and a beverage. So,
well, when this airs, it will be our 1 year anniversary.
When this airs. Right now, it's Friday night, but that's okay. Those who are listening, it is Monday, and it's our anniversary, our 1 year. We made it through one year.
It went by really fast, actually.
It went by, well, I thought so, too.
Yeah.
Because it feels like it just happened yesterday. Now, you bought this from a place. Where was it specifically? Because I don't remember the town. I just...
So, when Kelsey and I went to visit Aaron up in Silver Bay, we went through Superior. So, in Superior, Wisconsin, right before you get to Duluth, is Earth Rider. And Earth Rider is one of the beers that we had originally saw at the brewery tour in Trempealeau at Catfish Days.
That's right, we did.
And it was pretty good.
We like the Caribbean lager or Caribbean style lager. I thought this was a fantastic one. So you picked some up for me. And I thought, what better way than we'll have one of these together. So here's yours.
I can't have that.
Why is that?
Because
we're pregnant. So you'll have a water.
I'm having water today.
What better way to find out that we are going to be parents than on our 1 year anniversary weekend.
It's crazy.
And well, first of all, let's cheers to your water and I'll have a beer. Sorry. You don't cheers. Have to, cheers to the water and
cheers
the beer.
Cheers to my water.
Hey. So for those who don't know, obviously, we are expecting a child sometime
May.
In May. Yes.
End of May.
End of May, which is even funnier because it could possibly be on our dating anniversary.
Yep.
Which is
so
May
11 years that.
Yeah, and our together. Dating anniversary is May 26th.
Which is the due date.
Oh, it is actually that.
It's not the official. So it's the Google official.
The Google official.
When we I know this is kind of early. I know there's not a good time. Everything I've seen online, there's not a good time to announce. Like, everybody says after your 8 weeks or after your 12 weeks or after your first visit. But then I've also seen things online saying every milestone of a child should be celebrated, and there's no perfect time to tell everybody. So technically, tomorrow I will be 5 weeks.
Okay.
And I just thought, we're celebrating with our family this weekend, and what better time when everybody's together to tell the world? So,
well, here's the thing, though. If we don't say it now, or if we didn't announce it this coming weekend, which was last weekend for those who are listening, they would have found out before whatever the perfect time was, quote unquote, because they're going to realize, oh, you're not having a margarita at El Patron.
It's my favorite.
I know. So people are going to figure it out. And to be honest with you, you already said some people are like, well, what's going on? Why won't you have a margarita with me right now? And so you've had to tell a couple people because of the fact that they just catch on. People, if you hang out with them long enough, they know your lifestyle. They know that you're going to sit down maybe at dinner and have a drink.
And then I just have a hard time keeping things from people, holding it in. I'm not a very good liar, keeping
That's
secrets.
Good.
So it's you know, it eats away at me, and I couldn't imagine waiting that long. And I want to celebrate it, and you know, we've been together a long time and married now a year, and
sure, yeah. And well, you know, the thing is though, granted, we haven't had any ultrasounds or anything like that.
No,
but we have a positive blood test. Yes. So we at least have that.
Yes.
Great, we don't have a heartbeat or anything like that yet. But like you said, celebrate every milestone. So, what milestone would this be, I guess, from what you've done research on?
There, I mean, there's quite a few things. So, like, in the 5 weeks, they're going from 4 weeks to 5 weeks is quite a big transition. So it went from, like, I could be totally wrong with this because obviously I'm new to this.
Well, people will correct
cells,
you.
They're, like, changing and then into, like, the baby is forming.
Sure.
Versus, like, so there's a big, what I've noticed is there's a big jump from 4 weeks to 5 weeks. And then even a bigger jump from 5 weeks to 6 weeks. Okay. So when I said earlier, like, official date, so I will find out when you have your first ultrasound, they do a lot more measuring and different things like that, I believe. So that's typically when they will tell you your due date. And then there's also things that factor into it, which is fairly normal for somebody my age. Because technically I'm a geriatric pregnancy because I'm 37 years old.
And I like to think of it as we're well prepared.
Well prepared. And, you know, the doctor always says, like, you're not old. It's just medically they classify you as that.
Sure.
And
yep.
So they take different routes and they take different precautions, which is good because I want everything to be safe and I want to be prepared.
Sure. And, well, you know, it's funny. I was at Camp Omega, obviously, a couple weeks ago. Yippee. but one of my former teachers, Mr. Sandcork, was asking if we were thinking about having kids. And this is before I knew anything about it.
Yeah.
And I go, yep, that's the next step here. We're 37 and, you know, kind of getting older. And the lady, one of the chaperones, was one of the teachers. And she goes, don't let age scare you. I had my last kid when I was 40.
Yeah.
And I go, okay. She goes, I got anywhere from, I think, a 16-year-old to a 6-year-old or something like that. But anyway, she goes, don't worry about it. He'll be just fine. I had one at 40. I'm like, okay, sounds good. It gives me some reassurance. So,
well, I've heard that a lot too is, you know, women, it's okay to be having children older. It's becoming more normal.
Yep. Yep.
And I'm glad that we're prepared. And then I'm also glad that we're telling people now because of having a support system early on is nice. And then to able to talk about it with people.
Yeah.
There's so much to learn and the do's and the don'ts, and it can get overwhelming actually.
Sure.
And I've found myself in that position already of being pretty overwhelmed, and I want to make the right choices and do the right things. And so we have a healthy, happy baby.
Yeah. It's coming at like almost not the perfect time I'm saying, but it's perfect that we get to announce this with her. Cause your mom set up this dinner for our 1 year anniversary.
Yep.
Cause it was the weekend. And I'm like, wow, like this couldn't have timed out any better, because we now get to announce it and give our parents gifts. So now by the time this airs, they've already opened it. So I'm excited to see what their faces look like when they see it, especially my parents, cause I'm an only child. So it's going to be pretty
first time grandparents. So it's a big deal.
Yeah. And your parents have been down the grandparent road. So they're already well on their way with grandchildren. Yep. And I'm kind of interested to see what my parents look like when they open up the boxes.
So they're going to be so excited.
I sure as heck hope they are, for sure, because they're going to probably spoil this child is what's going to happen, because it's the only one.
Well, everybody's been asking us when we're doing this. It's like, well, it's a process when you get a little older. Sometimes it's not as easy. And we've had a little bit of help medically, not tons compared to some people. I had to be on some medications, but other than that, I mean, it's nothing major. So
right. It's going to be, so we found out, actually, here's how it all happened, because it's just kind of interesting. Monday night, went to bed, and all weekend, you're like, I kind of feel nauseous, but that's not the first time you've ever said that after having Mexican foods.
Yeah, that's true.
So it was not much, you know, and I always say, oh, well, maybe you're pregnant. And you're, okay. You kind of
you don't want to get your hopes up either.
I know.
You know.
And then I know specifically what time it was. It was 3 a.m. You woke me up and you go, Chris, come here. I'm like, what's going on? Is something wrong with Jake? You know, I thought maybe something was wrong with Jake, the dog.
Yeah.
And I'm like, what's going on? And you go, look. And I'm like, hey, that's got two lines on it. Hey, I go, make sure you, like, maybe take another test or two just to double check. You never know. False positives or whatever. And then you went and took went to the doctor and got a blood test that's solidified it, basically.
Well, the reason that I took it when I did was because I don't wake up tons during the middle of the night.
Yeah, I'm well aware. Jake's like, oh, you ain't getting up. I know, because I'm the one that has to take them out in 3 a.m.
And then I knew I was supposed to take the test in the morning. And so I was like, well, I could do it now or I could do it when I get up. But I just felt like this was an odd time frame for me to be awake. So I was like, well, why not? And it was instant. Like, there was no waiting game for it to show up. Like, it sure popped right up. And
nice.
I was like, I thought to myself, do I wake Chris? Do I maybe buy him a gift and, like, surprise? And I'm like, ugh, knowing him, he'll just want me to tell him. And
yeah.
So,
and I'm like, I wish I could be so much more enthusiastic right now because I'm literally in the middle of the night. You had to wake me up. Normally, yeah. I get up a couple times in the middle of the night, whether Jake wakes me up or I go to the bathroom. I'm like, oh, I wish I could be so much more enthusiastic because I'm really, really tired, but this is amazing.
We were all like half asleep. Except I didn't go back to sleep, but
we'll show our child this episode someday.
I did message a doctor and I said, you know, I got the positive test. You know, what's the next steps? And she said, well, if you'd like, we would like you to come in today to do a blood test. And it only, you know, takes about half an hour, 45 minutes for them to process it all.
Yep.
And then we'll, you know, if you have the online stuff, you can check for it. And I went in, did that on my break, and boom, positive.
Was it pretty quick?
Yep. Yeah,
pretty quick,
it was like cool. Only 45 minutes, and it was right all up on the online
awesome
portal thing that they have.
See, so now all week I've been thinking about it. I'm not great at keeping secrets either because I want to tell everyone.
Mm-hmm.
And not because people are not going to look at me and be like, oh, well, your lifestyle's changed because I'm the guy.
Right.
So I can still have a beer. So nobody would know any different, but I still want to tell them. And I'm like, well, when do I tell them? And you know, obviously I want our parents to be first, but that's hard to do because there's certain people that can't make the dinner, so
mm-hmm.
you kind of told some of your...
Well, and then if we put things online...
Yeah. We don't want our friends to find out that way.
Yeah, there's some people... You know, it's hard to tell everybody, you know, all at once. Like, you try to get as many people to this dinner as possible. Because
yep.
they all think... I mean, granted, yes, we are celebrating our one-year wedding anniversary, but it's also just an extra...
Yeah.
Here we go.
I think it's the perfect timing. It's so like, it's on our 1 year anniversary that we found this on this week. The baby is possibly due close to our dating anniversary. I'm
mm-hmm.
like, wow. It's like all signs are pointing towards like, this
and then
is
guess
destiny.
What? My, if everything works out the way it should, and hopefully, I would then have all summer off.
Even better.
And I know. We have the whole summer together.
Wow.
Family.
That'd be cool. Don't forget, I got to go to Sturgis, though. That's what you booked.
Okay, yeah. Forgot about
You'll
Sturgis.
Have like a 2 or 3 month old, and I'll be at Sturgis. But you know
right.
what? I'll be in good hands.
Grandmas will be around.
Grandmas will, definitely. I know. Because if it's anything like my mom's side was,
mm-hmm.
where I was the only grandchild for like first 7 years, I believe,
yeah.
kids are going to be spoiled, rotten.
Yeah.
And I had the most.
Well, my mom's been bugging me like crazy. When is this gonna happen? When are you guys, you know,
you're about to find out, Sherry.
What can I do to help you? What can we get? Like,
help you?
Like, you know,
nothing.
Acupuncture.
Oh, that's right. I remember that.
You know, vitamins, this and that. She's like, that kind of help, obviously, Christopher.
Oh, sure. Yeah. Thank you. Thank
She's
you.
My mother. It's weird.
Yes. I mean, it's gonna be really cool because, well. Now, to be honest with you, we're at the age that I think it's like, this is the time to have kids. If I would have had a kid 10 years ago, I don't know what it would have been like 10 years ago. I don't know.
Yeah.
I was 27. I still believe I'm young at heart. My age says differently. I'm 37. Mm-hmm. I still don't think that's old. I am the person that's like, hey, I still want to go. So that's good because I'll have energy for a baby. And I deal with kids 9 months
out
of the year.
I mean, if I had a... Just because I'm the female and delivering and all the things.
Right, yeah.
Maybe like 5 years less would be, would have been a little bit more ideal. But you know what? It's all when God is wanting us to have a child.
Well, remember, though, our friends are, a lot of them that we hang out with are not much younger, but they are younger than us, and we get along with all those people. And
no, I'm talking about, like, medically.
No, I know. I was just saying,
like, stuff like that.
Well, I guess where I was going with that was we're older. We're going to be older parents, obviously, but mm-hmm. all of our friends are younger.
Oh, right.
And so, to me, it's like, it's... I still feel young at heart, I guess. Hopefully you will as well.
I mean, I do. I just, you know, it'd be nice not to have to worry about gestational diabetes and...
Oh, yeah.
all the things
what
that go
What does
that
on. Even mean?
I don't know. It's...
You're the one studying all this. You should know.
Well, I'm only a few days in.
Well, I know, but you've been sending me videos
so
left and right
essentially,
of drinks that
essentially,
you
they will test me to see if I need this. So they will see how my blood sugars are doing with a baby. So before I was on a med to help kind of regulate it. And now because I'm pregnant, they want me off of that to see how my body does.
Sure.
And if it doesn't do well, then they monitor me with gestational diabetes and I have to go in and they do a bunch of things. And then it's potential that they also deliver your baby a little bit sooner just so it's safe. So yeah. There's just a lot of ins and outs to it of being older.
How big of a baby were you when you were born?
I was normal. I think my mom said
What's
I was
normal,
like...
though?
Well,
is
like
9'9"
seven,
normal?
Like 6 to 8, I feel
okay,
like.
Okay, okay.
Maybe I'm wrong,
so
but...
I was just a big old
You were a big
turd.
Chad, yeah.
Thank you. Yes, I was 9'9", but guess what? My buddy.
Well, my brother was a 10-pounder, too, so...
Well, that makes...
I was like 8-ish, maybe a little... Either a little bit less or a little bit like 8'1" or something. I don't have to ask her, but...
Well, anyways, the baby will be ginormous, even if it comes out early.
Yeah.
Probably
be a big head.
Probably be normal size, actually, if it comes out early. I'm like, oh, well. Yeah, so... Okay, so then I have more questions.
Okay.
So you've been sending me drinks, and they're not obviously non-alcoholic drinks. You've been sending them on TikTok. Are those what are they? Are they supposed to be healthy drinks for a baby, or is it supposed to be just a replacement for alcohol? What you were sending me, because you're like, oh, you know, one of them was like, oh, to fight off morning sickness, and another one was other things. Are those geared specifically toward that, or is that actually supposed to be in replace of an alcoholic drink to have?
Well,
or
I guess
help
here
you?
Here would be a nice room for viewers to chime in your comment section to give me advice. Like, so what I've found recently is that there's so much. So any unpasteurized things, so like dairy products that have not been pasteurized, or they're unpasteurized, I guess we would call it. And then a lot of juices that are coming right from something that are not specifically good for you. An abundance of caffeine. So pops with, you know, caffeine or you're supposed to limit your caffeine. So limit your coffee.
Sure.
I mean, the best thing obviously for your child is going to be water.
Yes.
Or like a mineral water is my guess is the safest, but obviously they want to do what's best for mom too. And sanity and, sickness. So they say like ginger ale or like a diet, something with ginger tea.
Okay.
There's a few teas that are actually what I've heard is pretty good. But if other people have suggestions, I'm definitely open for suggestions
advice.
Of different foods, different drinks of what you've done. 'Cause I will take all the advice that I can get.
Me too. I need to know what to get at the store if I have to go.
Mm-hmm.
So, okay. Now, isn't most stuff pasteurized?
Majority, yes.
Okay.
Now, but not everything.
What about like orange juices? Is it good?
There are orange juices. I think that it has a lot to do, I believe, with things like sitting out. And I'm not going to say the correct verbiage. So it starts with an L. I know that.
Lactose.
No.
All right.
There's something else. But so there's that. And then there's like deli meats that you can't have unless it's cooked or freshly cut. what else? Raw fish. So like sushi, any undercooked meat. So like if I have steak or hamburger, it has to be well done, which
we do
anyway because you like well done.
As Paul says, who wants their meat cooked wrong?
And yeah. I go,
me, Paul. Paul, me. I like my meat well done. And everyone else, I do. So now you get to be on that train with me.
I know. I mean, I typically do that now anyway just because it's easier to cook that way. If I cook the way you like it, it's just... Because then if I don't finish something, you finish it for me.
So it has to be well done to make sure it's fully cooked, huh?
Yes.
Yeah, like it's supposed to be done?
No.
Yes.
But,
yes.
I mean, now for a baby, yes.
That's how it's supposed to be done. You're not supposed to taste the blood of the whatever.
And then, obviously, the givens, alcohol,
the
all
given?
That.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
So,
obviously,
like, you know, those the bad things for you.
Yes.
But, okay. There's just, and then, you know, there's things I'm learning every day. So one thing I didn't realize was skincare. So retinol that helps people with acne or, you know, just keeping nice skin. Retinol is actually really bad for you and is very dangerous for a baby. I wouldn't have Googled that. I wouldn't have known.
What do you use retinol for? Is it like, is it a face cleanser or is it something makeup?
It's in the moisturizer that. Like I use after I wash my face.
Okay. But does everything have it in there or just certain
things.
Okay. So that's something you can't have.
Can't have that.
Okay.
No. Nope.
That's good to know. What else? Okay. Now that we're down this path, what else can't you, or have you read that you're not supposed to do? Because I'm sure you're going to find out more as you go.
There seems to be more.
We're only like 3 days into this.
But it also seems like just a lot of limiting too. I'm probably overthinking a lot of things more than you actually can. It's probably more like do it in moderation, you know, don't have a whole bunch of coffee, don't have a whole bunch of pops, you know, don't eat a bunch of Subway sandwiches, you know. What I've heard recently is anything that God puts on the earth
is good. So shop around the outside of the supermarket for the most part.
Outside of the supermarket. You know,
the less ingredients, the better.
Low mercury fish, lean meats. Fruits, vegetables. I just got to make sure I wash everything really good.
Okay.
And getting all the little buggies and things off of it.
The less ingredients, the better. I always tell my students that in health class. Not that I can follow that to a T because I like convenience. Mm-hmm. But yes, I mean, I always tell my students, I'm like, hey, what is in an apple? And they go, an apple. I go, perfect. See how that is? But go look at applesauce and it has a list of a bunch of things. If you get the bad one for you, we always like the unsweetened one because it has less ingredients in it, which means it's healthier. So yes, that'll be good.
Well, that's the other thing is you look at an ingredient list and the least amount of things on there, the healthier it's going to be.
Yep.
And then especially if the first four things, like the first thing isn't like sugar or something like that.
Have you found out what's some of the best things to eat so far?
Yes. Eggs, because it has clonine in it.
It's something.
It's a thing that helps brain development for babies.
Oh, good.
So eggs, what else? Lean meats, fruits, vegetables.
With the egg, is it the whole egg then?
So it's in the egg yolk.
It's in the yolk. Okay, so you're eating the whole egg because, you know, I like to eat my just egg whites and that's it. I usually throw the yellows out because she's got a lot of cholesterol in it. So it's within the yolk.
It's in the yolk.
Okay.
So, like, my typical breakfast has been some fruit, some different kinds of fruit, two eggs, a piece of toast, and like yogurt. Yogurt's very good.
Yogurt.
Greek yogurt.
Oh,
I think
I like
specifically
Greek yogurt.
Which I do already love.
Yes. So then when it comes to meats, you said lean meats are the better.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So lean meats, chicken, fish, low mercury fish.
Turkey.
Is steak not good?
I think it's fine. Of what I know, but
you
I think it's
like
just
a lean cut or something.
You just gotta cook it and probably less fatty things. You wanna have the good fats.
Because isn't that what we're planning on having tonight for our anniversary dinner?
For tomorrow, you mean?
Well,
Monday night. I'd like to have steaks, and I like to saute mushrooms and different things and maybe make some garlic bread or something for you.
Yes, garlic bread, mushrooms on top of steak. Mm-hmm. What a combo. We can't have red wine and steak anymore, can we?
Well, I can't, no.
You don't need to make two separates either. Yeah, I like
you
them
would
way.
If we went somewhere, maybe, but I like the cruise.
Yeah. Well, that might be out of the question now.
That's a whole other subject.
It's a whole other subject we're not to yet. So, okay, now we're on to the... If you break it up into trimesters, then is that how it works? Is
three trimesters.
Three
yes.
trimesters. So, what would from here? What's the next big milestone, quote unquote? That is like.
So I reach my second trimester, which would be, I believe, the second week in August, or like around the 15th, whatever, the middle of August. Not August. I'm sorry, November.
Okay, November. Yes. Okay. So, is there anything before that though? Is there like appointments that we'll have to go to? Or?
So. I have my first nurse visit, which is in October 25th, and then our first ultrasound appointment, which is on my mom's birthday, actually.
I know.
On November 1st.
And I actually have the day off.
Yeah, which is good because I want you to be there.
Yes, and I'll be there, yeah. Obviously. So, okay, then the ultrasound on that appointment, is that the one where we would see the gender if we want to, or
no,
is that later?
No, that's around 15 weeks.
Okay, sounds good. Because what do you want to do? You want
to
know? Do you want to know the gender, or do you want to?
I don't think I'd need to know.
I'm just asking your opinion. Would you want to know the gender ahead of time, or do you want to make it a surprise?
I think. Well, I don't think I want to know right at that appointment, the 15-week appointment. But I think I'd like it in like an envelope and do maybe a small.
Okay.
Gender thing, maybe just between the two of us.
Sure. Someone should come on the podcast, just pop out, whatever.
Yeah.
See what happens.
We could do that.
That'd
be fun.
Sweet.
Just be a really something, good idea. You know, it doesn't need to be a lot of people, but I would like to. I think for our first baby, it'd be nice to.
Well, the reason I think that is because we've been looking at names, I don't know, probably all summer. We've been thinking of names, and it'd be nice because there's a lot of names that catch my eye. But at least if we had 50% off the hook where it's not a boy, it's not a girl, whatever, we at least have, we're at this set
kind of narrowed down.
Narrow it down a little bit. So that's why I would want to, and also just to know how to prepare for the room and all that, because we're going to turn that hobby or whatever
my
call
craft
it.
Room.
Your craft room, your hobby room. We're going to turn that into the baby room, which is perfect, except we're going to need some blackout blinds so that kid sleeps because the sun comes up on that side. And it'd be nice just to know how to decorate the room, I guess, I think.
Yeah.
And how to set it up. But we don't have to worry about that for quite some time yet.
Probably I'd like to at least wait. Maybe after.
Yeah.
That's when we'll start. After the holidays and let all that play through.
A lot of cool things have been happening the last couple of years. We got engaged on Christmas morning, right in front of your family.
Yep.
Got married last year, September 23rd.
Yeah.
Now. Found out we were having a baby on our 1 year anniversary weekend, that is, and it could possibly the first time you're going to have an ultrasound is on your mom's birthday.
Nuts.
It's crazy. And then possibly it could be on the due date of our dating anniversary. Who would have thought 11 years prior? right
Not me.
No, I know. And it's kind of nuts. There's just so many things to talk about. Because what I want to do with this whole thing is every major thing that you have to go through, I would like to do a podcast and just, like, do an update as how things are going.
Okay.
Because I think the viewers would probably be interested, whether they're moms now or future moms or whatever it might be. They'd be interested in seeing how life is playing out, and you can literally play it out right in front of the world.
You know, one thing I'd really like from your podcast is... You know, all the mom advice, everything from the do's and the don'ts to, you know, just to pay attention to this, don't pay attention to that.
Yep.
Any words of wisdom would be nice.
Well,
for at least for pregnancy stuff. Yeah. Then obviously we get into like baby things later. But, you know, it's my first time and it's a lot. It's a very overwhelming and I try not to make it be. I try to, which is crazy because... On Tuesday, when we found out, was probably the calmest I've been in of, like, no anxiety, no overthinking things, not stressed about work. That's the calmest I've been in I don't even know how long.
Nice.
I felt good. Like, our marriage is amazing. Our, you know, everything in life is going well, and now we give, you know, God has blessed us with a child, and I just want everything to go smoothly.
Yeah, and we have some friends that are already moms.
Yep.
And you know what? Their husbands have been on the Hot Podcast. Yes, we got Josh. He's been on a couple times. They've had four kids. Dave, he has one child. So we do have, well, Paul, he's got two kids too. So we have friends to definitely, at least wives, to give good resources. Yeah. And maybe some dad advice for me. I think I'm going to be a pretty cool dad. Just saying.
I think you're going to be a good dad.
You know, I look forward to... You know how you watch a movie sometimes, and the movie is they're like, oh, the kids hate the parents, and I'm like, what happened? You know, and I get it, the storyline of a movie, but I'm like, well, how does that happen? What goes on? And I'm like, I don't know. I grew up with parents that were always wanting to be at everything. Still, they still want to be at everything, which is cool. And I just don't get how that ever happens, where kids have resentment towards their parents. But I know there's different households out there for the whole entire world and different upbringings. I didn't have that. So I was, you know, I watch a movie, and the one that comes to mind is RV. I don't know if you've ever seen the movie. My mom absolutely loves RV.
No, I don't think so. But I can relate to that. For what you're saying is I don't understand how people could resent parents. Like, my parents are fantastic. I had amazing childhood. My parents made it very magical for me on holidays, on birthdays, you know, and they were a very good team. Even though they, you know, aren't together, they still were best friends and are best friends.
Yeah.
And I'm very lucky to have the childhood that I had.
And they're all going to be there on Saturday.
Yeah.
Or they've already been there, for those who are listening. We've already had that. So, yeah, it's going to be really fun. And I don't know, just things you can do. You know, the one thing is teaching. I can see what not to do for a child, because I see some of them when they act out, and I'm like, what is going on? I'm like, okay, whatever's going on, I don't want that. Now, I like that, limit the caffeine so they're not addicted to caffeine. It's a good thing I'm not pregnant, because they would be addicted to caffeine with my pre-workouts.
Well, then it's also, there's like just lots of factors that come into play. You know, I've already noticed that I love spicy things, like buffalo sauce. I could drink it.
Is spicy food okay then for a baby? I don't know. Mm-hmm. Okay.
It's just whatever you end up craving, and I'm assuming mine will change at some point.
What are normal things that moms or pregnant people, what do they crave? Is there like a specific thing?
Usually it's odd stuff of what I've heard.
Yeah.
It can be like odd things, you know, pickles and peanut butter and
I've heard pickles before.
Ranch with things and, you know.
Well, you already like ranch. That's not going to be much different.
That's true. But I don't think that anything is too weird. I mean, if you think about it, it's like, oh, okay, maybe some people might think it's weird. But my first thought was, there was this one time that me and a friend of mine made ranch with barbecue with like pasta. I know it's goofy, but it was actually. Ugh. I mean, you do it very thin layer of it, so it wasn't like overwhelming. But gosh, it was just like stuff like that. You never know until you try it.
Is hibachi
okay?
There's
always.
Damn well better be, because I want hibachi. I love hibachi. It's rice, chicken, and
see why not. Everything's like cooked and
perfect. Lean meat, chicken.
Yeah.
Perfect. Hibachi's still on.
I think hibachi will be fine.
Good. I don't want to lose hibachi.
Well, either way, I can probably still make something for you.
I know you can. Gosh. But I don't want to have two separate meals for us. I just eat whatever you have. Okay. So now, another question I have.
Mm-hmm.
Have you done any research, and I'm gonna say why after I ask you, any research about putting headphones on the stomach for the child to be smarter by listening to classical music? Have you looked at any of that?
I've heard that.
You've never researched it yet?
No.
Okay, well, Benyo, I like to call Bella and Benyo together because it's easier.
Is that what you said to do?
No, I do that. I just do it for fun. But smooth jazz.
No, I mean like, smooth jazz.
I'll put that smooth jazz on for the child. And that way, Benyo, Bella and they'll appreciate that. So they're probably going to listen to this episode, because we already called them and FaceTimed them the other day. So they didn't find out on the internet, because since they live in Michigan. And They were beyond the mood for us. They were just over the moon for us. So
this is hard because I wish, you know, we could
shout
it out to the rooftops, everybody online, all friends and family. But I'm also trying to save a little bit so it doesn't get back to our parents. And,
that's
amazing. Finding the right time for everybody is difficult because it's like my grandma and your grandma. It'd be nice to tell them in person. But, you know, also... Yeah. It's like, how do you tell them before it gets online? And it's just,
well, your grandma doesn't have Facebook
it's a game, you know, of figuring out when works and when doesn't. And there's no perfect time for nothings. And, you know, we want everybody to know.
Yeah.
So,
well,
and if we told some people before others, it doesn't mean anything. It's just, it's when we can get to everything.
They're understanding. Grandma doesn't have Facebook. She won't find out unless someone tells her and comes to her probably or calls her. So, okay. Anyways. Mm-hmm. Moving on past this, so I want to obviously teach the kids smooth jazz. I think it would be just fantastic for their smartness.
Smooth jazz.
Yeah, just smooth jazz.
You didn't want them to listen to your podcast?
Oh, I definitely want that, for sure.
Because I mean, I do listen on Mondays when I'm working in the office. So.
Yes, I know, and sometimes you tell me what the good parts were, and you do tell me that they are getting better.
But sometimes
here and
you
there.
Don't listen and use my good parts.
Try, you know what? My last one that I just made for the TikTok is actually getting quite a few views on it. And all it was talking about the two different types of old fashions. And and then it was Aaron giving advice about a nice place in La Crosse to go eat, which we should probably go there at some point.
Yeah.
So we'll check that out. But since you can't have beverages, we'll have to just go have the dinner. And that's fine. So, okay. Now, how do you think your mom's going to react?
Oh, my gosh. They're going to cry.
They or her?
She's just your mom, the moms are going to...
The moms are going to cry.
I think so.
Okay. Dads, what do you think about them?
I think my dad will cry. I think your dad's just going to be excited. My dad's a crier. So...
Yes.
In the best, loving, most possible, best way ever. So...
Yeah. And my dad... well, both my parents are really good with kids, but my dad, when there's kids, he... loves kids.
Yeah.
Sometimes he doesn't. He's got like a hard exterior sometimes, but he loves kids.
Yeah, he
does. Teaching
turn
volleyball
mushy when kids are around.
Yes, he loved coaching volleyball. Mm-hmm. When I was younger, he loved coaching baseball. When I was younger, I think he just likes being around kids and helping out. He likes helping out kids for sure.
So I have a question for you.
Yeah.
What is the most exciting thing for you?
About what? Which part?
About getting pregnant. You know, us now having a child, the future, all the things.
I'm looking forward to this weekend for reactions.
Yeah.
I want to see those. I'm interested because we got boxes all made up for them with a shirt in it. My parent says, congratulations, you've been promoted to grandpa and grandma or something like that. Your mom says grandchild number 3. Your dad says grandchild number 8. And for those who are listening, her dad has a couple other children that already have grandchildren.
Yep.
There. So, for my parents, it's their first one. And hopefully it could be 2. Who knows? You said that there's a possibility with the meds you were taking that we could have twins. And I've said, well, then we'd be just 1 and done. Because 2 is like, I think we've kind of discussed 2 is kind of the happy medium.
My dad's oldest grandchildren actually are in their 20s, I believe now. So,
yeah.
Yeah.
Because Aldisha, she's Daisha over 21.
Cody.
They're both over 21 because they can drink. So they're well in their 20s for sure.
Yep. Mari, yep.
And then one of them's going to homecoming?
I don't know. I'm assuming so.
They don't have homecoming in middle school, do they? No, I mean, I've never heard of that.
Oh, I don't know.
So I'm assuming at least in high school.
They just said it's homecoming weekend. Maybe they're talking about like the football game.
Yeah, maybe they're going to celebrate and have
stuff
fun.
Stuff like that.
Okay. So yeah.
Besides the reactions, what else?
Besides the reactions, next thing I'm looking forward to, gender. I want to know what I'm getting myself into.
Okay.
Now we've discussed. We hope this is how it would go. Boy first, girl second.
Yep.
That was and we're both on the same page with all these things, which is kind of crazy. We're both on the page with 2 would be nice.
Yeah.
Favorite thing is going to be, I am a teacher at heart, so teaching the child many things. Specifically teaching them, I don't know what, but teaching them to be a respectful person.
Mm-hmm.
Teaching them to be happy, I guess. Because sometimes there's just people that are just, their moods are just, ugh. And I don't know where it comes from. And I know that we're going to have a loving household because we have, you have plenty of grandparents that are going to spoil this child. So I look forward to really teaching a lot of things, not just sports, but just how to be a good guy or a nice lady. Those are things I look forward to teaching as well.
Teaching respect. Yep. And
respect your elders. Because I respected my grandparents, both sides. I was just closer to one side. That's all. And loved always going to grandpa and grandma's house. That was just a favorite thing. I used to give Juice a hug and then a slug. And I don't know why the hell that ever happened, but I should not have been doing that at the certain ages I went to. I think I probably stopped around 8 years old. But as some people know, when I was in first grade, my dad weighed Louie and I in first grade, I think it was. Louie was literally 50 pounds and I was 100 pounds. I was twice Louis's size. Mm-hmm. And I was giving my grandpa a hug and then a slug before
Louis
I left.
Is Chris's childhood.
Yes, Louis great is my friend, childhood so. Friend. Yep. Yep. And actually he's been back in town for a little while and we've been hanging out since he's been around in Winona for a little bit. So yeah, that's really nice. Awesome to see him again, and it's been like 5 or 6 years, but actually I've seen him in the last 7 days. I've seen him more than I had probably seen him in the last decade. Mm. Which is awesome because
that's wonderful.
I think as we're getting older, we're kind of connecting again, which is fantastic. But yeah, going back to the, I used to give Juice a hug and a slug. Don't know why he took it. But then again, I always thought of my grandpa as always being, he's really old. You know, I always thought that. But really, I was born in 87 and he was born in 28. So he wasn't any older than what my parents are right now and your parents are. So yeah. It'd be like an 8-year-old or a 7-year-old giving a hug and a slug to grandpa right now. And I'd be like, oh, I see some of these 7-year-olds I teach. I'm like, they ain't going to hurt them at all.
Yeah.
But then I just always like going there. Always gave grandpa and grandma a hug goodbye. They took me on vacation to Las Vegas when I was 7. And no, I could not gamble, but there was a lot to do even back in 1994 when I went out there. And nowadays, I can only imagine what it's like going out to Las Vegas. But I always respected my grandparents, so that's one thing definitely teaching. You are respecting not only just your elders, but obviously your grandparents for sure. So that's one thing for sure to teach. Sports will obviously be very fun, but also allowing the kid to think for themselves, not brainwashing them to do one thing or the other. Like, oh, I really want you to do this, and then push them to do that even if they don't love it, you know, that kind of stuff.
You're talking about like sports, activities,
theater, music, whatever their joy is. Because, you know, like I didn't know, I always loved sports and I still love sports. I played softball how many times a week, you know? And then,
I know.
Yeah, but I never knew. And it's probably because I was heavy into sports. I didn't really know that I liked acting and being in front of a camera until I got into wrestling. Well, that was 24 years later. So I always want to open up the door and let them explore and do that. And obviously want to be part of the child's maybe a coach or whatever it is. I'm not coaching.
Yeah, like their sports teams. Yeah. And
always being there and just being supportive to let them know that mom, dad are always there. Because that's how I grew up. I mean, I don't ever remember my parents missing one sporting event.
And so, you know, going on with that is in a perfect world, if you had to choose, I would say a boy first and a girl. And the reason I say that is because I grew up, you know, with my older brother. I mean, I have other older siblings too, but they're pretty significantly older than me. But Mark is only 2 years older than me, and he was really protective, and I liked having that.
Yeah.
So,
I agree.
But if we have a girl, you know, just as good. So. Yep. As long as we have a healthy, happy child.
Exactly.
Doesn't even matter.
Now, here's the one thing. If we have two, I don't want them having those sibling fights that certain siblings have.
Okay, we should explain why we might have two.
Well, because you're taking a medication.
Okay, so yes. For those who are listening, I was taking a medicine that helps egg release, which... The medicine that I'm on, it's called letrozole, or was on. It's not overly prone to have multiple, but there is a chance that you could.
Mm-hmm.
So that is a possibility, and we would find that out November 1st.
So,
yeah, if we have one or if we have many.
But I was also talking about.
But that's why, you said multiple.
Right. And I also meant just like maybe we have a child another year or two down the line.
Oh, yes. Okay.
I don't want them ever having like sibling fights of where they like they get on each other's nerves all the time. Like it's one thing. You're going to get on each other's nerves at some point being siblings. But I want them to obviously show respect to one another rather than, oh, those damn Jacobson kids are over there fighting again. I don't want that. You know, that's just, that would be embarrassing for not only us, but, you know, it looks terrible for them too. So that's the one thing. If we have more than one kid at some point, I want them to get along well. I feel like, I don't know how you and your brother grew up, but I mean, you guys get along fantastic right now.
But see, so I don't know when I was, when we were growing up, I was the loud, crazy one, and Mark was quiet and reserved and, you know, and he would pick up after me so we could go places. And
what a nice guy.
Yeah, I know. He's a big teddy bear. But he also has the side where because he's quiet and reserved, he's, you know, he's watching everything and monitoring. And so growing up, he would always make sure, like, you know, nobody's mistreating me or doing the wrong thing. And, you know, I really had that protective brother. And we were only 2 years apart, so we grew up with the same things, you know, small town Austin. So it was a lot of playing in the road and with his friends. And I always had to tag along because I had nobody to play with.
That's good.
So he was forced to hang out with me.
Yeah.
So
that's okay, though.
Yeah.
But were you ever like sitting there fighting and bitching at each other?
I'm sure we did.
But not a lot that you can remember.
Not tons. I mean, yeah. I'm sure my mom has other stories. But not all the time.
It's like, no. Okay, yeah, you're going to have, you know, disagreements or tussles or whatever throughout your childhood. But at the end of the day, you're not like that all the time. That's what I'm getting at. Like, I see kids, they're siblings and they're fighting all the time. I'm like, gosh, does anybody spank you? Speaking of, what's your thoughts on spanking?
Well, I'd like to go back to something earlier that you had mentioned about multiple kids.
Let's go to it.
You know, if this doesn't produce many children and this kind of like a one and done, you know, I also am not opposed to adopting. And the reason I've always wanted to provide a home for a child that doesn't have the means, you know, in the United States somewhere. And I also I'm really pushing with you because you're such a good role model.
Thank you.
I think you're really great with children. I think, you know, our relationship is strong to a point where I think it would be really positive for a child that, so having some of, you know, biologically our own, but then also having an adopting one that, I just don't want to leave that off the table as well in the future, because I think you would do a really great job with that. So,
is there if you were going to adopt, would there be a maximum age that you
me?
Would, no, not for you, for the child. Is there like an age like, I don't want to adopt a child over 5 years old or over two years old,
like,
or 10 years old?
18 is like you can't.
Correct. Yes. I mean, like some people are like, I don't want anything other than an infant, because then when an infant comes in, they don't know that you're not their parents to start with until you break the news.
I don't know enough about that world, I suppose.
Right, yeah. But let's say you adopt the 10-year-old. They know that you're not their parents. They know that right at the get-go. That's what I'm asking.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, and then I'm sure everybody's got to each their own of their wishes and wants of, you know, scenarios that a child would have.
Yeah.
But I don't know. Maybe like, if I had to absolutely choose an age, it would probably be like a toddler.
Okay, sure.
I mean, obviously a baby is a little bit more ideal, but toddler isn't bad either, because then they're past some. And it's something I've always thought about between us for us.
Yeah. What? Okay, so now I'm going to turn the tables around on you. What are you looking most forward to in any aspect?
In any aspect.
Any aspect.
I just think that, I mean, in the near future here, there's many, many things I'm looking forward to. But in coming up, it would be all the changes, because I've never done this before.
Yeah.
My body's going to be going through a lot. And to see how I do with everything, mm-hmm. is going to be interesting, and I'm kind of excited, looking forward to that. I'm looking forward to learning about, you know, now once we tell my mom, I got to learn about my family history, because the doctor asked and I didn't know how her pregnancies went, because that might factor into how mine goes.
Okay.
Which I didn't know could be a thing.
I didn't know that either.
Yeah. Because if, you know, hereditary complications, things factors in from both mom and dad, I guess. And then, you know, obviously then just all the newborn stages and all the stages of having a family.
Sure.
I love our, you know, our little family of three, me, you, and Jakey. Yep. But this is a new adventure, and I'm very excited.
And Jake, I want to get onto that subject, and, you know, we're coming up here on an hour almost probably. I do want to come to that subject that we do have. We, since the last time you and I have been on the podcast, we are now down to one dog, and some people may have remembered the episode I did for Cooper, back in late June. That's when he had to be put down. He had a fantastic life, but he made Jake into a really nice, well-behaved dog.
Yeah, he did.
For the most part. He's still scared of men. He's warming up to certain people.
Can't
like,
help that.
He can't help that, but he's really good with kids.
He is. That's he's fantastic with children.
He's just not a
He's just kind of like a bull in a china shop. He just doesn't realize how big he is.
Well,
but
the kid will be knocked down their butt a couple times and be fine.
He loves everybody. So.
And, you know, it's funny because this last year of our marriage, we've lost Cooper. Now we're going to gain life here with a child. And Jake is that middle piece, I think, with that whole situation. And I think Cooper taught Jake how to be a really good dog because he's calm. He was very kind to Cooper. I think he knew that Cooper was older, so he didn't. He wanted a rough house with him when he was younger, but this is like 4 or 5 years ago. But then in the last year of his life, you could just tell he didn't rough house with Cooper anymore. And then obviously on that last weekend that we had him, he really tone things down, and when we held Cooper, he wouldn't get as dramatic as he had because he was jealous.
He definitely gave him his space.
And so I think Jake picks up on that stuff, and I think he's going to be a great family dog with a newborn. He's obviously going to want to lick this kid, and that's okay. He can lick the kid. You got to get some germ somewhere. But I think he's going to be nice and calm. He's going to be protective, I think, because he's already protective of us by sitting. Just here's a perfect example. When we sit on the couch, he usually wants to sit and look at the door the whole time. And usually, from what I've read, it's a protective thing, like they're just watching out. Or a dog will sleep on a certain side of the room where there's like air, I think, coming in. So they
I
know
think it might be his breed, though. Because
Yes, Jake specifically. Though I'm talking about the Mastiff breed.
The Mastiff breed is known for. They're meant for like just standing there, guarding, looking big.
Yep.
They're not the best like attack dog by any means.
Only
when
the UPS driver comes.
You know, like a German Shepherd would be, but he's meant to look big, sound big, and then scare off. But he's actually the biggest teddy bear at heart.
I think
all English, all Mastiffs are like that.
Except for that UPS truck. Boy, when that big brown truck comes, he hates it. My mom said the same thing, and I've seen the same thing. But I'm wondering, like, is he just going to sit there and be this big snuggle dog, bear, whatever, with the baby? That's why I always look. I'm looking forward to that, too. Too bad his lifespan won't be much more than 10, 11 years, so the kid will only be like 4 years old when he, 4 or 5 years old when he passes away. But that's okay because he'll be there to see this child into the world and protect him or her when the time comes. So I look forward to that. That'll be really cool because he's going to be 6 in February. So he'll be 6. So he's going to have 4 or 5
February
more years
3rd.
Left. Hopefully those damn bumps stay down. He's a lump factory right
he
now, folks.
A lump factory.
So I'm really interested to see how that whole dynamic works. And then, obviously, there's just going to be a plethora of people wanting to come hang out.
So I have a quick question before our hour's up.
Quick question. Well, you're not on an hour time.
Oh, I thought you,
you can
said
do whatever.
I'm on a time frame.
I was just letting you know this is where we're at.
Okay. Well, anywho. You know, going back to, you know, we've talked about babies. We've talked about Jake and family and and I want to kind of talk more a little bit about our 1 year of marriage.
Yes.
So What is one thing in the last year that has been surprising for you that you didn't know or feel like marriage would be that's Ooh. Maybe kind of opened your eyes?
Actually, I like it better than dating. I didn't know that.
Yeah.
I think it's because I've just embraced it all. I've just said, this is what it is, and here's where we're at, and this is just what it's going to be. And I've embraced it all, and it's been very fun. It's been actually easier. I think it's been easy. And I've told this to people. I go, to me, marriage has been easier than dating.
Yeah.
And I don't know. I mean, is it because you signed some paperwork, or is it because you put a ring on, or because you had the ceremonies? Is that what made it easier? But I don't think that's really what it is. It's just, I think your mentality changes.
Yeah. Yeah.
And so you're like, I'm all in. You know, you just got to be all in sometimes. You can't be, you know, if you, probably when you're dating, it's like, well, you're 1 foot's in and 1 foot's kind of out because you're not married. But then all of a sudden you step 2 feet in and it's like, okay, we're here. We're fully here. Embrace it and then make the most of it. And you know, the one thing that I always see, I see this on TikTok every so often. I'll see quotes out there and it's like, some guys, they want many women, but it's better to have one really great woman that's supportive behind you. And so that's one thing I've always thought was a
I've never
really,
heard you say that before. That's nice.
I know. I'm a man of many different words. But it is, though. Oh, I mean, like, sorry. Focus on, you know, don't focus on multiple women. Focus on the one woman.
Mm-hmm.
And you're going to have way more success than if you're focusing on that, and that, you know, and then obviously.
I would agree.
I mean, you're very supportive. You've been supporting me on this. You know that I'm going to be doing this sometimes late at night or maybe early in the morning at sometimes I've done, but you're like, I got to record a podcast. Okay. Sounds good. And you just go, I do it. And then, like you said, you listen to them on Mondays and I try to ask you like, what was a highlight? Sometimes you have one immediately and sometimes you're like, I got to listen to it a little bit more in depth. Totally understandable. But you support me in this, so that's fantastic. I play softball 3 nights a week in the summers. You're okay with that and supportive of it, and sometimes you come watch. Otherwise, you're doing your own thing, like making cornhole boards and stuff like that. So you like doing woodworking because that's kind of like your therapy. As like, this is my therapy. I love doing this.
Yeah.
And you like making woodworking projects, whether it's cornhole boards or welcome signs or whatever it is. Just to, sometimes you just give them to people. You don't even charge.
So. I think for me, the surprise about marriage has been, like you say, the you know, the all in, and I think of it as I'm more all in now. Like you say, I'm embracing it more now. I want to do better for us as as one. I choose you every day, and I think that's like really the key, because it's not how we're gonna do a week from now or a year from now. It's every single day I wake up and I choose my life with you and our future. And I think people forget that, and they forget to put in the work of making your person feel loved and respected and cherished, because it's finding one person for your life is so special.
Yeah.
And it can be very rare, and it is not easy, but when you find the right one, it can be pretty easy.
Right.
As long as you are choosing to make that commitment to each other every day, and the love and all the stuff that goes with it. And this last year, like, you know, earlier said, it went by so quickly, but it's because our relationship goes so smooth and we're a team. And that's the other thing about the pregnancy. I know we're going to be such a good team. I could cry. Like this, we do so well, and I'm so proud of you, and I'm proud of us and how well we are doing, that's especially after 10 and a half years.
And that's the thing, folks. You may be like, wow, they're in their first honeymoon stage. Yes, in marriage we are, but in relationship, 10 and a half years. It was May 26, 2014 is when we first started dating. So it's been over a decade, folks. Granted, yes, marriage has been 1 year, but together has been almost 11. So we're not exactly in the honeymoon stage, just in the honeymoon stage of our marriage.
Yep.
So I agree, though. It takes work. But, you know, even thinking back just on this, this last year, we were supportive when, you know, the toughest day we had was June 23rd when we had to put Cooper down. And we were both there for each other. Obviously, we're emotional, but we were there for each other. And life has gone on. We've gotten through all that. Not that Cooper's not, like, we threw him off to the side. No, we still have all of his memories. But that was a really hard, that was probably our hardest day that we've had so far as a married couple, is putting a dog down together.
So our first thing as a couple that we lost together.
Yes, correct.
And not just one person lost one thing, you know, like a family member. It was, he was ours, and that was a...
Nope.
And it was a hard day.
Like, yeah, it was. And it was a hard weekend. Not a hard day, it was a hard weekend. Well, but it was, you know, when we went through that day, I know it was almost like it finally kicked in for you, like, this actually has to happen. And for me, it was relief when I was there. Because I remember all the way up into it, I was a mess.
Mm-hmm.
And then when we had to put him down, when we were there, I was at ease. Because I just knew that it was the best thing.
Makes one of us.
Yeah, you know, the other thing is, though, you know, in a marriage, one person has to kind of be strong at some points, and vice versa. True. There's going to be times where you're going to be the stronger of the two. It might be with the child. Who knows? Yeah. I don't know. But, yeah, then here we go, 1 year in, and we get to announce this fantastic thing that's about to happen. And it's very exciting for me and obviously you, too. So for us, this is very exciting for us. And for our friends... You already know by now, so hopefully we have a good support system with all your friends, my friends, our mutual friends that we have. Our families are definitely going to be supportive for sure.
Yeah.
They're going to be one spoiled little child, whether it's a boy or girl, it's going to be a spoiled child.
Little baby Jacobson.
Yes, and I think the next episode we need to do is after the ultrasound.
Okay.
So I, for those who are listening, I would like to make this not a series, but just, Stephanie's back again. Oh, and we're going to talk about
updates.
The updates,
yeah.
And then next
follow
summer.
Follow along on our milestone journeys.
Yes. And you would tell us when the milestones are, because you're going to know more than I'm going to know about when these milestones are. Because this is a milestone? Let's go record.
Yeah.
And it's easy for us to record. And then next summer, we can have a dual interview with baby over there.
Oh, my goodness.
Wow. And Curtis can probably hook up the mic right to the baby, and he'll whine and cry. And oh, gosh. Holy shit. It's going to be a baby. that sometimes gets to me. I'm like, oh, there's going to be another person human with us.
Like, it will not just be...
Dog.
A dog. Or a dog. Just the three of us. Yeah. It will be our... Four unit
family, for sure. Anything else you want to ask me, or anything else you want to talk about, or do you just want to go get dinner? Because you're probably hungry. Because you're eating for two.
I'm very hungry, actually.
You're eating for two.
I could eat.
That's gonna be a thing. Eating for two, huh?
I don't know. Okay, so that's also a thing that I've learned is it's not actually eating for two.
It's eating for two and a peanut.
It's like eating for one. And a fourth. And then as your trimesters go, it's just a little bit more.
Correct.
So there's only like 300 calorie difference. And then it turns into like 500 calorie, you know, like it only goes up like a little bit. It's not like eating two full meals, two people.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was interesting.
Well, you know, obviously, because it's like a peanut right now. Like, it's not going to eat
it's
much.
It's technically a poppy seed. And and then as of next week, what is it going to be next week? Chia seed. Whatever the one, there's one little step bigger. It's some other type of seed. And it's just going to be just a smidge bigger. But what's crazy is I have this app, and I follow along on the app of the changes of how the baby looks each week. So next week, baby will be significantly different, and then heartbeats and all the things are... developing and creating a human.
Ooh, boy. This is exciting.
Making a spine and a heart. And
my gosh, that's weird.
All the things.
So weird to think about. Right now, you're just sitting there.
I'm baking a human right now. Making a brain. I'm making eyeballs. I'm on top of the world. I can do anything. I'm making eyeballs.
Yeah, you're making eyeballs, all right. Maybe when we do this, maybe it should be called, like, what should the podcast be called? Poos and Cruise or the babysat? Poos and Cruise.
I'm sure we can, or viewers can come up with some names.
Maybe
too.
The viewers should come up with a segment.
Give us a segment name. But if nothing happens, we'll figure out
something.
It's
all good. We'll figure it out. We're already this far in. We're coming up on a year on this podcast almost. That's even crazy, too, to think about. It's been going by fast.
When's the year mark?
The 1 year mark is on January 1st. Literally came out January 1st because that was a Monday.
That might be.
And I said, every Monday it has to come out. The only episode that has not come out was the one I did for Cooper on a Thursday.
Wow.
That was the only one that did not. But
who's going to be your 1 year guest, I wonder?
Well, you know what I'm doing.
Is it a mystery?
Probably just be you talking about a baby.
Oh.
I have no idea. No, but I'm going to host a party here for everyone that's been on for year one, not season one, year one. So I was going to have a big party down here just between, between January 1st and Christmas. I don't know what the dates are.
Well, get
right
on
now.
The podcast, folks, and then you can come to the party.
I know. That's the thing. I'm like, how cool would that be to have 50 different people that were here? I mean, obviously some people are returning guests, but
right.
It'd be like about 50 people that would be here or 40 people that would be here.
Well,
that would really
be neat
just to see everyone and then maybe get a big group photo and just have some brews and some pizza or food or whatever it would be. I don't know.
Yeah.
But I'm planning on doing it. I just don't know how many people can make it, but I will do that. So stay tuned for that.
Well,
but
if you want to come to the party, get on the podcast, folks.
That's right. Free
Reach
party.
Out. Be a guest on the podcast.
That's right. And I look forward to these segments when we are going through our little milestones together.
Yeah, it's
I think
gonna be fun.
I think other people are actually love hearing about this because either they've already gone through it and they're like, oh, she's going through it. Like, some of our friends who have kids. And then there's other people that might listen to it and go, I don't have a child, and this is what they're going through. And we're...
Well, and that's the other thing that I kind of wanted to add of, why I am also good with telling early is because the stories that I've really liked to hear of people online were the women that felt like me and doing things like I would like to do it. And they're talking about their journey and why they shared when they did and having the support system and, it's having somebody that's also doing the same exact thing is so important, I think, because, it's not always black and white. There's no perfect time to share there. It's just whatever works for you as a couple. And I remember asking you, I'm like, when do you want to tell everybody? Because, a lot of people believe that it is just like me going through this, but it's not. I believe that, we're doing this as a as a married couple and as a team, and you're just as much a part of this process, and we're a family. And so I want to make sure that I'm not saying I want to wait too, when if there was something that you wanted to do, we need to make a decision together. And we did, and I'm really happy.
Well, it couldn't have fallen on a better weekend.
Right,
we were having a bunch of people that are very close to us.
Everybody's together.
Yeah. And I like that you went and got the blood test just to solidify that we didn't have a false positive on a store-bought and pregnancy test. So I think it's really awesome. So I look forward to seeing everyone on Saturday, even though this is coming out Monday. I look forward to seeing everyone on Saturday and seeing the reactions, not only just our parents, but also friends. Because a lot of our friends do not know. I mean, obviously... And Yo and Bella, they know.
Yeah, there's just a couple that do.
There's a couple that know. Kelsey's going to be recording, right?
Kelsey, I did tell Kelsey because I wanted her to record.
Yes,
I needed somebody to
record.
For sure. Because otherwise we would have been like, why are you recording this? This makes no sense.
Yes,
so she's going to secretly do it.
That's good. She'll be a perfect candidate for that.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So, well, should we go eat?
Yes, please.
I'm hungry. Any last words you want to say?
Nope.
Just see you in November.
See you in November,
See you
folks.
In November. All right, this has been another episode of Brews and Cruise. Again, you can find me on YouTube if you want to watch the episode, but if you just want to listen, you can look at Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Samsung, Amazon Music. I am out there. Check it out, and if you like it, please share it with a friend. Let them know what's going on. Like, share, subscribe. Appreciate all of it. Literally, not making any money at this. I'm just trying to get the word out and have some fun with not only my wife, my friends, and other interesting people that I meet along the way. So this has been another episode of Brews and Cruise with my wife, Stephanie, and I'm going to cheers her water.
Cheers.
Cheers.